back, everyone. The first of the Steelers' third-round draft picks from this past April, Cam Sutton, returned to the practice field today. He is currently on IR, and the Steelers have 21 days to make a decision about his availability. But let's take a listen to him after practice today.
Definitely a good feeling, just being back out there, moving around with the guys. You know, the expectation is still the same. My approach every day is still the same, even though I was out. Still coming to everything, still doing everything, and now it's just going back out there and doing what I love to do.
Was it hard not being able to do the stuff, not being out there every day?
Obviously, it's hard and tough, but mentally and physically, I feel like I'm well-rounded in those two areas where it keeps me locked in. You know, I'm not a guy that kind of veers off, and, you know, when things aren't going well or when I'm not capable of being out there at the point of time, not being around the team and not doing everything I'm supposed to do. And like I said, I stayed in every meeting. I traveled with the team, went to every game. I know what to do. Now it's just going back out there, getting back to the fundamentals and the basics, and, you know, just like I said, doing what I love to do.
All right, guys, you have to go back to training camp to remember what Cam Sutton looks like out there at practice. Of course, he's now wearing 31 due to some jersey number 34, due to some jersey shuffling changes when Joe Hayden came and Rob G changed numbers, this and that. But he was known for being extremely smart, knowing the defense at Tennessee. Realistically, Labs, do you think that he will be added to the Steelers roster after 21 days?
No.
I'll
expand, okay. But to answer the question, no, I don't. And, you know, you mentioned you have to go back to training camp to remember him on the field. And if you weren't there those couple of specific days, you missed it. And that really, to me, is at the heart of the uphill battle that Cam Sutton is facing. I mean, if he had a complete off-season program and a complete training camp experience and, you know, maybe played in three or four of the preseason games before sustaining the injury that put him on IR and kind of shelved him, and then, you know, coming back for this 21-day window, you know, maybe. But he's a rookie. He really is not only new to the NFL, but he's also new to the Steelers. And, you know, the secondary has been playing pretty well. To activate Cam Sutton from IR to make him one of the designated to return guys and bring him to the active roster, you're going to have to get rid of someone. Who do you want to get rid of? And the way that the unit has been playing, you know, again, I'm not saying that he couldn't have made the team if he was healthy, but he wasn't. And now the way things are, you know, Mike Tomlin always refers to it as a moving train. Well, you know, I think Cam Sutton has missed enough stops along the way that it's going to be extremely, extremely difficult for him to show enough within the 21-day window to get a spot on the 53-man roster. Except, should there be an injury to a cornerback or two, then what you're looking at is an easy, possibly easy switch in terms of activating one and putting another guy down. So we'll have to see. But if everything stays as it is, I think Cam Sutton, this three weeks of practice will be valuable for him, and the Steelers then can just leave him on injured reserve if they decide not to activate him. But I don't see it. I just don't.
Well, how hard can it be, defensive back? It's like riding a bicycle. Just ask Juju.
All right,
left guard.
That's where the real athletes work.
Cam Sutton staying on track was 3A, 3B in the pick for the Steelers. Of course, was James Conner. And, Wolf, what have you seen from him in the limited snaps that he's gotten during this regular season so far?
You see a young man who can take that rock and go, and he's got a different running style than Lev. He's going to take it, and he's going to hit it and get it. He's going to find a crack. He's going to cut back. He's tough. He's strong. He's got some hands. He can catch the ball. But I think he's got some work as far as the overall pass protection scheme. I think, Lab, you were referencing that earlier. There were some concerns about that. We saw that when Posluszny got on a blitz and hit Ben right in the middle while he's making a throw. There's plenty of upside to be able to do to get better at what he does. But you watch this. He's got already that little knack, that little GPS thing that finds a hole, understands how to set up a block, and then gets after it. And then if he can make any contributions on special teams, that's all plus good stuff.
Yeah, Todd Haley, you know, coordinator Thursday, the previous one, I mean, he verbalized it, and the way he did it, to me, really accentuated how important it is to the coaching staff. You know, you mentioned some of the protection problems. I mean, Todd Haley said protection-wise, he's had a couple little slip-ups that are things we can't have happen. You know, the quarterback is the number one thing. And so, you know, when fans are wondering why isn't James Conner in the game more, this is why. Because the coaching staff looks at Ben Roethlisberger and protecting him as job one for whoever it might be. Even Le'Veon is good at blitz pickup. You know, he's enthusiastic and he's good at it. So to have James Conner, you know, if it's an obvious running situation or a very short number of snaps, that's, I think, how you're going to see James Conner moving forward until he figures out this blitz pickup thing. And I just want to say, it's not that he's unwilling, but he's not experienced enough. And if you that long, you don't know whether it's coming this way or this way, it's too late. If you guess wrong and your quarterback gets ear-holed. And, you know, as Todd Haley said, that's unacceptable on every level.
The key is what you said, though. He's willing. He's more than willing.
Oh, yeah.
But you're right. When you have that little hesitation, that's how people get killed.
All right, looking at the last four picks, we have Josh Dobbs, Brian Allen, Colin Holba, and Keon Adams. Of course, Holba was released by the team. Keon Adams is on IR. He has, though, however, been around the team a lot, which is good, kind of similar to Cam Sutton. That's typically a good thing, especially for a young guy to go through that experience. Josh Dobbs, of course, has been inactive, but I will say he is one of those guys that takes things to heart. Coach Tomlin told him he needs to practice extra reps every day after practice. When you're running scout team, you're not getting as many reps as you want. He will get any and every wide receiver or tight end that is willing to catch passes from him, from Juju Smith-Schuster and his rookie class to Antonio Brown. So props to him for doing that. And then the last one would be Brian Allen. Guys, what do you make of him so far? Obviously, we haven't seen too much.
Haven't seen too much. We've seen some ability to play on the special teams. He's those long body guys that can get out there. They can run. They can hit. They can cover on the kickoffs. They can cover gunner. They can do all those sorts of things. But what I like about him is he gets the work with the defensive backs. He's got those long arms. He's willing to mix it up. He's looking like he's more engaged than he was earlier in training camp as he kind of came along and learned the Steeler way of getting things done. He's more physical. And I think this is all beneficial to going into another offseason, and hopefully he gets into that offseason nice and healthy, add a little strength, a little quickness, all those things, and he comes back stronger, because I think this young man, with his ability to jam, play press, and run, I really think he's got some real raw skills that can come to fruition next year.
Yeah, and it kind of comes as a blank slate, and by that I mean he was a wide receiver, and so he doesn't come with a lot of defensive back, bad techniques or bad habits or those kind of things. You know, Carnell Lake likes working with him, and you can't teach 6'3", 215
right,
when you're talking about a cornerback. And this guy obviously has ball skills because he was a wide receiver who played the position in college. So he's got to be athletic. He's got the size. And again, you know, he's a mound of clay that they're molding. And like I said, can't teach 6'3", 215.
All right, that is a look at the rookie class through the first half of the season. That's going to do it for today's show. It's time to go trick-or-treating, guys.
Okay.
Get your costumes on.
Oh, I'm wearing it already.
Thanks so much for joining us today. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.
I think it's a pretty good likeness.